Hello, welcome back to Bossman Corners. I'm your host, Bossman Shahi, and here's my co-host, Abdul Rees. Today, we are going to talk about mental health of students during the pandemic. We carried out a survey in college, and 88% of people said that mental health is important. 75% said that they are struggling to do work during the pandemic. 38% felt overworked or pressured when doing work in college, and 63% failed their GCSEs because of the pandemic.
According to a report in July of 2021, 71% of young people who used mental health services in the pandemic continued to use these services after the end of the pandemic. However, there were some people, one in seven actually, who didn't go to these services as they believed their mental health issues, they didn't need help with these problems.
So, for our guests, we got a classmate called Tom.
Hello.
And today we're going to ask you some few questions, so are you ready for it?
Yep.
Alright, so how does this course affect your mental health?
Well, I like to look at it compared to high school. High school, you had a lot of... You just had a lot of subjects to focus on. There was a lot going through my mind at that moment, as was everyone's. There was just a lot going through your head, a lot to deal with, a lot to revise. But now that I'm actually doing something in college that I like, it's more specific to my interests.
All
and
right.
I've got one thing to focus on, so it kind of clears my head a bit and makes me more confident and vigilant going further on.
Do you think anyone in your class is suffering from mental health?
Yeah. It's natural too. It's normal. I think quite a few people do. It's quite a natural thing that comes upon every human. And I think everyone has their own ways of dealing with it. Some people like to, say, work out, go out with friends. You've just got to kind of take it on the chin a bit. Just cope with it.
Nice, nice. Here's the situation.
Okay.
You're back in lockdown.
Okay.
What advice would you give to your past self about mental health?
Just stay strong.
Yeah.
Don't be too, don't get too worked up over things. It's the little things that matter in life, your family, your friends. Just don't get caught, try not to get caught up in the moment. Just look at life, value that you're actually living, value that you've got a roof over your head. Yeah, just don't stress too much.
Very good. Thank you, Tom, for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I'm going to cut right to the breaks.
Welcome back from the break. I'm here with Kelsey and I will be asking her some questions. So the first question, how many students do you see struggle with their mental health in college?
I would say that the number is quite high, and it is increasing, I think. Not because of college, but I think there's a number of external factors that young people deal with. I kind of feel sometimes it's a bit of a generational thing as well, to have the label of mental health, because growing up, even when I was a kid, you didn't really talk about mental health. So even though it was in the classroom and people may have felt it, it wasn't diagnosed and it wasn't made official. And when I was at college, we had safeguarding, but we didn't really have a team like we have in college today, where you've got your safeguarding, your pastoral welfare, external agencies, for example, Positive Steps in Rochdale.
Is there a prominent difference between before, during and after the pandemic?
I think before kind of relates to my last answer, where I think cases of students disclosing things to us and having diagnosis from doctors, you know, that's been quite high for a few years, I feel. During the pandemic, I think that broke and shook a lot of people that perhaps wouldn't have been impacted by mental health otherwise. We had students that were confident in the classroom, outgoing, really got on with their work, but that isolation from friends and family and even education, I think it did crack quite a few students, I think, and that impacted them on return as well because of that social anxiety, whether it's because they've not been able to socialise for so long or, you know, that fear of COVID-19 still being there. Because even when we kept coming out of lockdowns, the cases of COVID continued to rise.
What tips do you recommend to students who are struggling with their mental health in college?
So first tip is speak to a member of staff, whether it is your pastoral welfare officer or your favourite teacher. Don't suffer alone. The second tip that I would give is self-care. I think there is a tremendous amount of pressure on teachers to get grades from students, and that pressure translates to the students. And if you're already feeling vulnerable and low, that pressure can often seem 100 times more than what it actually is. So I think when you are in that sort of vulnerable mindset where you're struggling, be kind to yourself. You know, take a step back from reality, look at the work that you've got to produce, look at what your responsibilities are outside of college, and get some self-care in there as well. Even if it's just taking a longer shower or a hot bath by candlelight, or, you know, yoga, or going to the gym, or walking the dog, reading a book. Make sure you carve some of that time into your day, because at the end of the day, you're only young once.
And I want to say thank you both for coming into this podcast and for sharing your story.
So guys, please donate to the charity Mind, because mental health should not have a stigma around it. Thanks for shopping at the Bossman Corners. Bye.